For Frank, we'll have to stay a little bit longer at the scorer's table. 3.5 to play. It's a 14-point lead for the Bearcats, 38-24 over Sandusky. Jeff Wright at the left elbow, back to Sweeney, top of the key. He drives down a lane with the runner. This one, yes! Rimmed all the way around and finally in for Sweeney.
I think that's the final dagger, Clark.
And he has 12 points, and that's first points for Sweeney in the second half. He had 7 alone in the second. It's a 16-point lead for Ubley, largest of the night, 40-24. Bullis in the left corner, being guarded by Messing, drives down the baseline, and we have an offensive. He lowered the shoulder against Messing. Maybe a little bit of theatrics there from Messing to help the cause. But regardless, it's a foul against Sandusky's number 32, Chase Bullis. And that's the seventh team foul, so the rest of the way out, Ubley is in the bonus for the remaining 2:58. Bullis sits down, as well as Gage Frank. Round of applause there, both seniors on this team. So out there for Sandusky right now, Danny Hale, number 22, Bobby Rich, number 12, Jared Wagster, number 15, Dylan Coates, as the jump shot from number 40 for Ubley. Brandon Sweeney in the game for the first time is no good. Danny Hale feeds it over to number 22, Bobby Rich, back out to Danny Hale at the top, over to number 15, Coates for three from the right wing, rims all the way in and out, no good, rebound Morrell. Jeff Wright brings it up, slows it down for Ubley. Sweeney, the other Sweeney, that's Brandon Sweeney at the right corner with the ball, back up to Wright at the right wing, back at the free throw line over to Sweeney, Nick Sweeney at the left wing. 2:12 left in the fourth, 16-point lead, 40-24 for Ubley. Brandon Sweeney for three, right corner, yes! Brandon Sweeney in the books with a three. Now a 19-point lead for the Bearcats. This one is blowing wide open. Compliments of Brandon Sweeney with a three. And now we have a block on Ubley's defense. Looks like it'll be against Jeff Wright with the block, his second. And the team's sixth. So the rest of the way out after this one, Sandusky will also be in the bonus. Nick Sweeney sits down, probably for good tonight, as number 12 for Ubley, Brent Haleski, replaces him. In the right corner for Sandusky, Matt Ruggles with the ball. Back to Danny Hale, feeds it into the right block to a very short Jared Wagster against Morrell, but somehow he draws the foul, draws contact against Trent Morrell. That's his third. Team seventh for Ubley. Actually, that's the fourth against Morrell. I was wrong on that one. So at the line, shooting two is number 12, Jared Wagster. Hits the first, and he has the second one coming. Dave Messing now sits down, replaced by 34, Tyler Brandle. Trent Morrell also sits down. So out there for Ubley right now. Let's get these names in here. 34, Tyler Brandle, number 12, Brent Haleski, number 40, Brandon Sweeney, number 20, Kyle Rumzik. I'm missing one more here. 24, Jeff Wright. Brandon Sweeney for another three, this time from the right wing. This one, air ball, and out of bounds, Sandusky ball.
The second free throw by Jared Wagster was good.
Wagster 2 for 2 on that trip with 4 points tonight. 43-26, 17-point lead for the Bearcats. Sandusky with the ball with a minute 20 left in the fourth. Danny Hale feeds it down to number 12. He gets hammered on the way up. That's Wagster, so he'll be on the line for another two shots. He was bugged on the way up right underneath the hoop. Fouls against number 24 for Ubley. That's Jeff Wright, his third. And team's eighth.
Well, Clark, the only question I have right now is, will Brandon Sweeney get another three-point shot?
First free throw for Wagster is good. He's now 3 for 3 from the line. 4 or 5 points on the night brings Sandusky within a 16 points. Minute 18 left, and his second free throw is no good. Rebound Brandle, and into the hands of Jeff Wright, the freshman. Minute 12 in the fourth. It's 43-27, Ubley over Sandusky. Left corner into Rumzik's hands. Back to Brandon Sweeney, the left corner, drives right down the baseline, feeds it into the right corner, but it was tipped out of bounds by Danny Hale. Ubley ball underneath their own hoop on the baseline with 1:01 to play in the fourth. Nice win here for Ken Pickle and the Ubley Bearcats. Brandon Sweeney passes in to number 24, Jeff Wright, resets the offense, dribbles back to the top of the key, 55 seconds left. Over to Remzik in the left wing, being guarded by number 22. Bobby Rich drives to the lane. Blocked and out of bounds. Last touch by a white jersey. Ugly ball. Substitution here, replacing Dylan Coates, is number 23, Tyler Wedge, for Sandusky. And Brandon Sweeney passes, and it's actually tipped on the way in. Stolen by Danny Hale in transition. He does not have numbers regardless. Goes to the lane. Goes up for the shot. He is fouled on the way up, and he makes the shot. So Danny Hale's in the books with 2 points, trying to make it an old-fashioned three-point play. On the arm against Ubley is the ninth team foul, and the third against Jeff. That's the first on Brent Haleski. He's in the book. As the free throw from Hale's no good. Out of bounds. Ubley ball, 90 feet from their own hoop on the left side of your radio.
40 seconds to go, and I'm pulling for number 40 to go ahead and hit a tray.
Brandon Sweeney already with one on the night. To the top of the key to Brandle. Brandon Sweeney in the lane. One dribble, gets rid of it to Jeff Wright. 23 seconds left. Wright drives in the lane with the runner, and this one's good. Nice looking shot there from the freshman. Puts it up and it's good. Right now with 3 points, 13 seconds left, 45-29, Ubley leads. Out of bounds, last touch by a black jersey. Sandusky ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. Sandusky inbounding this one, that's number 10. Matt Ruggles feeds it in to himself in the left right corner for three. No good, rebound by number 12, Brent Haleski for Ubley. 1 second left, Brandon Sweeney with a three-quart length shot. Nearly in and out, and that is how the end of the game is going to happen. Final score, Ubley 45, Sandusky 29 to conclude the regular season on WLEW Sports. You're tuned to WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school basketball. Your WLEW postgame show starts in about 6 minutes.
The future is here. Thumb Cellular has launched the latest, fastest 4G service in the United States. It's 10 times faster than 3G will ever be. Get on a network like you've never experienced before. You now have access to 19 sites throughout the Thumb. You also have access to Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide, with more coverage than all other networks combined.
I give you the future.
Thumb Cellular has a selection of devices that work with the 4G service, such as the Motorola Razr Max, Novatel Wireless USB Modem, and the Novatel Wireless MiFi Hotspot. For more information, stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Prepare yourself for a 4G invasion with Thumb Cellular. The future of wireless is here.
For a night of family fun, games, and prizes, head to the Laker PTO Carnival, Saturday, March 2nd, 5 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. at Laker Elementary. Hope to see you there.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Paul Bessler here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. The response to our last ad about our 2012 Dodge Ram heavy-duty trucks was amazing. And the reason for that is because a 2012 Cummins diesel does not require the DEF diesel additive. Why pay more money for DEF when you don't have to? We still have 5 Ram diesel heavy-duty trucks left.
Here's an update. That number has dropped to just 2 left.
So rush over to Moore Motor Sales today in Caro and see me, Paul Bessler, and buy a truck that makes sense. That's dollars and cents.
Don't wait any longer.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989 989-